Saturday morning, the 9th of May, 2026. I've got the windows open, and the first warm air of the year is finally settling into the trees. There's a quiet that comes with Saturday reading that the weekday rush doesn't allow, and this week has earned a slower second pass. Before we get to the four pieces I came across overnight, I want to step back and walk through the arc of the week that just ended, because the threads from Monday through Friday land directly on the items I'm about to read you. It was a week dominated by compute, not the abstract kind that everybody pays lip service to in industry decks, but a very specific, named, geographic kind. On Monday, the Defense Department made the year's most consequential procurement disclosure to date by clearing 8 technology companies, a list that conspicuously did not include Anthropic, to deploy AI on classified networks at impact levels 6 and 7. By Wednesday, OpenAI shipped GPT 5.5 Instant as the default model in ChatGPT, citing measurable hallucination reductions across the medical and scientific domains. By Thursday, the entire week pivoted on a single deal. xAI handed Anthropic the entirety of the Memphis Colossus data center, 300 megawatts and roughly 220,000 NVIDIA AI chips, in a SpaceX-mediated transaction that pulled SpaceX's underutilized depreciation off the books and put Anthropic within the same order of magnitude as OpenAI on dedicated training capacity for the first time. By Friday, the Pentagon's chief technology officer and the chief digital and AI office had quantified, for the first time on the record, what Iran's Operation Epic Fury cost them in compute. 894 million tokens per day at peak, blowing through their contracted ceiling. And the chief digital officer used the disclosure to argue that the department must never again rely on a single AI provider. That single arc, 8 cleared firms on Monday, 2 new model launches midweek, the Colossus handoff Thursday, and the Pentagon's never again line Friday, is one continuous story about who gets to compute on the frontier and who gets shut out. And it landed differently every day, depending on whether you were reading it from an industry, defense, or research vantage. The second thread that ran the full week was the Musk-Altman trial, now in week 2 in Oakland. Tuesday's coverage of week 1 focused on Musk's own testimony about the $38 million he donated to OpenAI. Wednesday narrowed in on the charity conversion arguments that are at the center of the case. Today, on the cover of MIT Technology Review, Greg Brockman has fired back with the counter-narrative that Musk himself pushed for OpenAI's for-profit arm and demanded absolute control over it. And Siobhan Zillis revealed that Musk tried to recruit Sam Altman to lead a new AI lab inside Tesla. The trial sits somewhere between corporate drama and structural test of whether the conversion of safety-focused nonprofits into profit-bearing entities will survive judicial scrutiny. And the answer matters far beyond OpenAI itself. The third thread was robotic autonomy, an embodied AI building toward today's figure release. On Wednesday, Allen AI shipped Momo Act 2, an action reasoning vision language action model targeted at real-world deployment. On the archive across the week, we saw a steady drumbeat of world action model and reflection driving papers, including When to Trust Imagination on Adaptive Action Execution and Reflect Drive 2 on Reinforcement Learning Aligned Masked Diffusion Driving. The cumulative picture across those papers is that the unified vision language action paradigm has matured to the point where multiple labs are now reporting credible deployment grade results on different slices of the embodiment problem, and the gap between simulation and video demo is closing fast. Figure's 2 humanoid bedroom tidy demo this morning is the on-hardware capstone of that thread. There were 2 more themes worth flagging briefly. The Mythos vulnerability disclosure from Anthropic on Friday found thousands of high-severity vulnerabilities in Mozilla Firefox using a continuously running interpretability-grounded auditing setup. And the Defense Department's cyber chief publicly cited it as evidence of the new threat landscape. And on the regulatory side, Lawfare ran a multi-part series this week on Mythos fallout and on the continuing FDA for AI policy debate inside the White House. Those pieces showed up in the feeds today, but with the Google News redirect blocking us from extracting clean text, so I've dropped them rather than misrepresent. Now, with that arc in mind, here are the four pieces I came across overnight that pick up exactly those threads. First up, Figure released what they're calling Helix-02 Bedroom Tidy, a two-humanoid demonstration in which a pair of robots reset a bedroom in under 2 minutes. They open doors, hang clothes, put away headphones, close a book, take out trash, push a chair under a desk, and cooperatively make the bed. Both robots run a single, learned vision language action policy. There's no shared planner, no message passing, no central coordinator. Each robot reads the room through its own cameras and infers its partner's intent from motion alone, the way two people do when they fold a sheet. To Figure's knowledge, this is the first published demonstration of a single, learned neural network performing multi-humanoid collaborative loco manipulation directly from pixels to actions. The motor repertoire on display is unusually diverse for a unified policy. Helix-02 opens lever-handled doors with whole-body coordination, balancing as the door swings. Pushes an office chair under a desk by generating force through stance and foot placement, rather than arm motion alone. Carries a garment across the room and drapes it onto a coat tree using both hands. Picks up headphones and reorients them mid-air to seat the headband on a narrow stand. Closes an open book by handling its hinged, mass-shifting cover and operates a trash can foot pedal with single leg balance, using a foot as an end effector while standing on the other leg. The bed-making segment has both robots manipulating a deformable comforter from opposite sides of the bed, lifting, unfurling, spreading, folding, and smoothing, while continuously updating their predictions about each other's contact points as the fabric drapes and slides under shared tension. Figure frames the difficulty as three compounding problems. Two humanoids in one room is more than two single robot problems running in parallel. The central object is deformable with no canonical grasp, and the entire sequence runs in 2 minutes of whole room loco manipulation, with thousands of consecutive correct decisions, every one of which is conditioned on a fast-moving scene that includes a second humanoid acting under the same constraints. The architectural claim is that none of this required task-specific controllers. The same underlying policy that previously learned logistics, laundry folding, kitchen cleanup, and living room tidying now performs collaborative bedroom reset by adding more data, with no changes to the core algorithm. That's a strong scaling claim for the vision language action paradigm, and it lands in the same week as several archive papers working similar territory in simulation. Figure does not release weights, training data, or compute numbers with these demos, so the public surface is video plus claims. The result is impressive but unfalsifiable in the way physical intelligence's Pi-Zero was at first. Still, multi-humanoid coordination from pixels with one policy is the cleanest expression so far of the bet that locomotion, dexterity, sensing, and inter-agent reasoning all collapse into one network when you add data. Moving on to our second story, Latent Space's AI news issue for the 7th into the 8th anchors a remarkable revenue print into a single plottable line. After what Swix is calling Anthropic's miracle Q1, 80 times annualized growth, with a one-month jump of about $15 billion in annualized run rate, secondary market and traditional reporting now puts Anthropic's valuation between $1 trillion and $1.2 trillion. That places Anthropic somewhere between the 11th and 15th most valuable company in the world, and it is the first time the lab has officially overtaken OpenAI on equity market terms. Importantly, the chart in the issue is a revenue trajectory, not a financing round trajectory. The re-rating is being driven by realized run rate rather than narrative. The information, piped a complimentary data point on Friday, Akamai is the previously unnamed customer behind the $1.8 billion 7-year cloud deal it announced on Thursday, a deal that sent Akamai's stock up 27%. Layered on top of last month's expanded Amazon agreement for up to 5 gigawatts of new compute, plus the Colossus handoff, The picture that emerges is of an Anthropic that has finally cleared its compute bottleneck problem in the same quarter that its commercial pull-through ramped to OpenAI parity on enterprise. The diversification is also notable. Akamai is not historically a frontier AI cloud, and signing a 7-year deal there is a hedge against the fragility of any single hyperscaler relationship. Within the same AI news issue, notes the contrasting picture across the rest of the index. Block has cut about 40% of its workforce, Coinbase 14%, and Cloudflare 20%, most citing AI productivity gains, though Swix flags that some of this is plausibly AI washing otherwise normal layoffs. The asymmetry is hard to ignore. Companies that are pure consumers of AI capability are shrinking, while companies producing it are absorbing the headcount surplus. Third, up. Allen AI shipped EMO, a pre-training time recipe for mixture of experts architectures in which modular expert groups are designed to emerge from the data rather than being prescribed by hand. The motivating problem is now familiar. Production deployments of large language models routinely need only a narrow subset of capabilities at any given time: code generation, math reasoning, medical domain knowledge, retrieval-style summarization. Yet the standard recipe forces every request to load the full set of parameters. The vanilla mixture of experts architectures were supposed to solve this by routing each token through a sparse subset of experts. But in practice, the experts learn entangled, partially overlapping representations, and rarely admit a clean task-level partition. EMO introduces a pre-training objective that pushes experts toward emergent modularity. Groups of experts cluster around coherent capability surfaces during training, and at inference users can select a small, task-specific subset while preserving near-full model quality on the targeted task. The technical contribution is a structured sparsity regularizer applied during pre-training that biases the routing distribution toward block diagonal patterns, plus a curriculum that progressively concentrates each expert's specialization as training proceeds. The Hugging Face blog post that mirrors the AI2 announcement reports that selecting roughly 1/4 of the experts at inference time recovers the majority of the dense equivalent performance on domain-targeted benchmarks, and that the routing block diagonality emerges sharply after a defined point in training rather than gradually, suggesting a phase transition similar to what's been observed in interpretability work on attention head specialization. For practitioners, the result is interesting in two directions. First, it gives a clean route to deploying a single base model in latency or memory-constrained environments by carving out task-specific subsets at serving time without retraining or distilling. Second, it reframes a long-standing critique of mixture of experts architectures that they trade dense capability for sparse pseudo-capability without giving operators a knob for what gets activated. EMO turns that knob into a property of the model rather than the inference engine. The reception across the AI2, Hugging Face, and Archive services, three independent posts on the same day, suggests the modularity claim is what's drawing attention rather than the headline benchmark numbers. And for our fourth and final story today, OpenAI published Running Codex Safely at OpenAI, a substantive look at the operational controls the company runs around its own coding agent, sandboxing, approval gates, network egress policy, and agent-native telemetry. The post is positioned for enterprise readers thinking about deployment of any production coding agent, and it lays out the threat model and the control plane in more detail than most agent vendors have published to date. The disclosure is timely. Codex usage has grown sharply across OpenAI's own engineering organization and at customers, and the same week saw the information report that Cursor staffers are now visiting xAI offices following SpaceX's option to acquire the company, and TechCrunch covered Cloudflare's announcement that AI productivity gains made roughly 1,100 customer support roles obsolete. Coding agent safety is now a procurement question, not just a research question. The core architectural claim is that coding agents need a layered defense rather than a single sandbox boundary. Codex sessions at OpenAI run in containers with read-only views of source where possible, with explicit approval surfaces for destructive operations, with outbound network access, whitelisted to a small set of allow-listed endpoints, and with structured event telemetry instrumented at every tool call rather than only at the model output level. The telemetry piece is the part most enterprise teams have missed. Off-the-shelf observability stacks were designed around HTTP request graphs and process-level metrics, agent traces with tool call provenance, planner output diff context, and approval gate decisions need their own schema. OpenAI describes their own internal schema and indicates that a public version is under consideration. The post also addresses the most asked operational question: when do you let the agent commit to main versus open a pull request for human review? OpenAI's framing is policy-driven rather than capability-driven. Even where Codex is empirically capable of merging cleanly without review, branches with sensitive paths require an approver outside the model's own session. The implicit recommendation is to over-deploy approval gates initially and pull them back once telemetry shows the agent's commits clear in-house code review with low rework rate. That recommendation will resonate with the deployment safety teams now standing up at most large enterprises that have signed agent contracts in the last 6 months. That's the four. Step back, and what you see across the day is one consistent story. Capability is accumulating in places we now have to take seriously, and the mechanics of running it safely are becoming more legible at the same pace. A figure made a humanoid behave plausibly inside a shared household scene. Anthropic's revenue and compute have crossed a recognizable threshold. Allen AI made a frontier architecture more controllable, and OpenAI made the coding agent threat model concrete enough for procurement teams to argue with. The week as a whole told a similar story. If you want to go deeper on any of these, the full digest at wolfdigest.com has all 68 items, plus the archive papers I couldn't fit into the four-segment format. Sunday is dark, so I won't be reading anything to you tomorrow, but I'll be curled up under a tree with the laptop and a coffee, and I'll see you Monday morning, fresh stack of papers and all. Until then, keep thinking, keep reading.